Andy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. A topic that we've been talking about for weeks here, and I see that it's just starting to gather some news coverage. But it's the Road Commission and the board that runs the Road Commission, and a report was released last week. Tell us about that report and what was in it from your perspective, Andy.
Sure. Well, I just got it over the weekend or Friday and read it through, and you know, there's a lot of stuff in there that's disappointing to read. It seems that everybody played a role. The gentleman who did the report went through and interviewed a lot of the employees and the board members and county commissioners and others, and kind of found some shortfallings in all areas. He was critical of some of the staff. He was critical of the leadership, staff leadership, the Road Commission board, the county commission. He found some interesting, you know, interesting results and made some recommendations. And you know, it's not something you ever want to see in one of your boards, policymaking, or you know, the organization that fixes the roads countywide and maintains the roads. You don't want to see problems, but this definitely rooted out some of the issues as he sees and suggested some changes moving forward. And I think the Road Commission Board is going to take this up and start looking at their own internal house.
How many people work for the Road Commission?
70-something. I don't know the exact number, but 70-something, I believe.
And their job is?
Generally, they maintain and fix the county roads outside of the cities, mostly in the townships and the out-county areas, so not within Lansing or East Lansing or Mason, but all the out-county areas, they maintain the roads.
Do we know how much money, what their budget is?
You know, I don't know their total budget. It doesn't come through us. They're funded through the state from the state gas tax, so I don't know their budget offhand. The county board of commissioners' role is to appoint the members of the road commission, and we can set their pay. Outside of that, the rest is done by state law. They receive a certain percentage of money from the gas tax. The state law says how many there can be maximum, although we can set the number. But I don't know their exact budget. I'd have to go back and look because it's not in our budget document.
All right. The hottest topics that you saw in the report, what were the biggest challenges and what needs to be done to fix those challenges?
Well, you know, it seems the atmosphere over there was a lot of talk about, you know, employees keeping score and that being encouraged, and outcomes and how outcomes are reached and who's talking to who, you know, people not talking to their supervisors and supervisors not encouraging kind of good practices, and people going to county commissioners and going to the board instead of supervisors. It seems the atmosphere over there is one of almost, I don't know, it's almost a distrust. But it seems like they all love their, you know, they all seem to love their jobs and want to do what they can do for the county and to keep the roads in shape. And it just seems that, you know, one of the distressing things that I saw was an allegation that private information is being shared with other employees, confidential information. And I think all of that's going to be reviewed by the Road Commission Board. That would be my assumption. You know, I have concerns legally. I have concerns, you know, when the report says culture of distrust, poor treatment of certain individuals, lack of fairness, things like that, you know, that concerns me. But I think that was the reason that this report was commissioned in the first place. The Road Commission Board knew that there were some issues, and we had some new members that were put on, and they had, you know, they had pushed for this report, and I think that they'll take this report and make changes based on its recommendations. That's my assumption. We haven't been briefed yet on any of this, and you know, the Road Commission Board is kind of the first stop. They're the ones who have to look internally, you know, at their staff and their leadership and their employees, and they have to fix morale and fix these issues. And I assume that they'll keep us in the loop, but it will start there. They'll be the ones who will start making the reviews and the decisions.
Did the report say how long this has been going on?
I don't recall it saying a specific timeline. I don't know if we asked him to go backwards in time. He interviewed people. He interviewed people now, and I don't know that he. I don't recall him actually saying a timeline. He just said, "This is how it is now. This is what's going on, and this is what needs to be addressed and what needs to be fixed."
From your perspective, does the report reflect positively or negatively on Bill Conklin, who's the Ingham County Road Commissioner?
Bill Conklin's the executive director?
Yes.
Bill Conklin is the executive director. You know, the report itself doesn't say one way or the other. It says that senior leadership has some issues, and Mr. Conklin and a variety of the others are senior leadership. It doesn't say one way or the other whether it's him or not. You know, but I don't know of any specific situations, but he is the executive director, so he needs to, the buck stops here. He needs to be the one who's responsible to fix these or, you know, or work with the board to figure out the best way to move forward.
All right, for weeks we have been trying to contact the Road Commission's board chairman, Shirley Rogers. Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten any response. What I find very surprising, and you and I talked about this, is that I would think that the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, you guys, you're the big cheeses. You're the ones that set policy. I'm surprised that they don't fall under your umbrella. But from what I understand, they're kind of their own entity, and no one's in charge of them.
That's state law. You know, I'm not a legislator yet, and that is absolutely true. Under state law, the only action we can do is, in terms of the road commission, is to appoint them and set their pay. That's not true. We can appoint them, set their pay, and we can remove road commissioners, but only for malfeasance, only for actual, if there was a crime, if somebody committed a crime while in office, we could remove them. But what you said is absolutely true. According to state law, road commissions are their own entity. They are not responsible to the county commissioners, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of that either. It was set up specifically to, to have independence for the road commission and remove politics from the way things work. But yeah, I think that the county board of commissioners should have some say past just appointing. You know, we appoint someone for 6 years and that's it. And the only thing we can do is when their appointment comes up, we can decide if we want to reappoint them or not. It's not a big involvement for the county commissioners, even though we're the elected officials. I'm not a big fan of that system either. You know, if I had my way, the terms would be shorter and there would be more of an influence from the county commission, but that's state law. And, you know, I'm not a legislator yet. And when I get there next year, that's something I'd probably like to take a look at. But at this point, we live with what we have.
Well, I found out yesterday that the Ingham County Road Commission is going to have a special meeting today at 4:00. And that will be held at the Kavanaugh Administration Building. And according to the minutes agenda, the board is scheduled to discuss pending labor negotiations, and it could take action on employment related to the top two commission managers. I've heard that they're going to be let go today. Have you?
I haven't. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard a whole lot. So I haven't heard that. I do understand they've had the report for a little bit longer than I have. I mean, like I said, I got it on Friday, but I also had email problems, so I think the county board got it earlier in the week. But they've had it to chew on for a little while, maybe 2 weeks or so, or 3 weeks. And I don't know what discussions they've been having. I don't know what their intentions are this afternoon. I think you had mentioned to me the meeting yesterday, and I think I saw it in the State Journal this morning. We get notice of their meetings again through email, but my email is not working correctly. But no, I don't know what their intention is in the meeting today. I'm hopeful that at our next meeting we'll have an update just so we can be informed of what's going on as we talk to our constituents. That's not to say we're going to have a role, because it's up to the Road Commission Board to determine the staff and the staffing levels and work with their staff to figure out the best, you know, policy direction moving forward. I would like to be kept informed, but at this point I have no idea what's going to happen at the meeting today.
Andy Shores on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thanks so much for your time, Andy.
Thanks for having me, Tony.